Initially, at least 40 to 45 people at the rally got fired, and about a dozen were suspended from their jobs at a handful of businesses in and around Madison. That's according to the Interfaith Workers' Rights Center. Thursday afternoon, the center held the last of a series of meetings with those employers who've all agreed to welcome the fired workers back. Interfaith Director Patrick Hickey.
We try to stress that, you know, in most cases these, you know, the employees were good employees who, you know, understood the rules and the purpose of the rules, but you know, this was really a large civil rights event, and, you know, in most cases employees were able to make arrangements, but in other cases people did just sort of walk out en masse and join the rally.
Hickey says while Interfaith negotiated to get fired workers' jobs back, they won't contest any of the suspensions. Hickey says his group prefers to concentrate on the government. Another round of rallies for immigrants' rights is scheduled for May 1st. Hickey says he's encouraging people who want to attend to make arrangements for time off from work in advance. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.